You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio KCBX here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. NASA successfully launched a spacecraft to Mars from Vandenberg Air Force Base on Saturday. It was the first ever interplanetary launch from the West Coast. If all goes according to plan over the next 6 months, just 2 days before Thanksgiving, the InSight mission will land on Mars and begin drilling down into the surface. Its goal? To learn more about how rocky planets form. Lots of media from all over the world were on the Central Coast to cover the historic launch. Also invited was a group of people from a variety of backgrounds. And the key qualifications? Be space curious and into social media.
I decided to apply for the NASA social opportunity to see if I could come see the InSight launch.
That's Madeline Garcia. She's a 20-year-old aerospace engineering major at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or more commonly known as MIT.
I'm really interested in seeing the overall vision for InSight and the future that they see that'll lead into and how we're going to actually be able to use this data.
Garcia was in an airplane hangar for Vandenberg's Mars Day. That's when a bunch of scientists and engineers were explaining and broadcasting on the NASA channel all the details of the mission. But Garcia was part of a select group invited out to experience it firsthand. It's called NASA Social, and it's not just for scientists or engineers.
Hi, I'm Justin Hartney. I'm studying advertising and business at the University of Oregon. It's nasa.gov/social. They have events every time they have rocket launches where they bring around, looks like a team of 40 people that have various backgrounds in social media, and they want you to kind of talk about to your audience, and through that they reach unique audiences that NASA doesn't reach on their own.
People apply. NASA selects a group and then runs a background check on them, and then invites the ones who pass to a launch.
They don't pay us for anything, but they're giving us a bunch of exclusive access, and they gave a swag bag which has a Hot Wheels of the launcher, so that's pretty cool.
Joining Garcia and Hartney as part of NASA Social was professional basketball player Chris Bosch.
I've always kind of, I don't know if it's a student or a fan or just kind of curious about science and stuff like that. I mean, it's always been fascinating. For whatever reason, I was good at math growing up.
Bosch is formerly of the Miami Heat, but currently a free agent. Jury's out if he's officially retired or not. Maybe he's thinking about a new career at NASA.
I wanted to kind of see what NASA's doing, and kind of, I was very curious to see what kind of event it was going to be, you know, because we knew that influencers and great minds were going to be here as well, so I kind of wanted to see where I fit in.
Bosch was signing a postcard for a fan, another member of NASA Social, Fig O'Reilly. Her social media is Instagram.
It has been such a great way for me to reach new audiences. I understand, especially as a NASA data nut, NASA is trying to kind of break through these stereotypical molds of, you know, the only people interested in these things are old and wear glasses.
NASA data nuts work with NASA's open data community to explore and solve data problems together. O'Reilly's sending the postcard Chris Bosch signed back to the organization she works with, Girls Who Code.
It's this massive community of girls that are interested in these things, and so being able to show such young girls what they can do with this information, it's so super important because we need more women, we need more women of color in this field.
Some NASA social members are into data science, others are bloggers. There was a public defender, and there was an employee of the Monterey Aquarium. And then there's Eric Monticelli, who works for Marvel Games, and whose brother is working on the next mission to Mars in 2020.
I kind of wanted to see the lander that goes to Mars before he did.
This is just straight up competition at this point.
A little bit of a sibling rivalry, I will say that, yeah. He's busy working, and I'm here getting to enjoy the awesome science.
For 2 days, the NASA social team got treated like VIPs and familiarized with NASA's work on the Central Coast. And then, right on time, at 4:05 in the morning Saturday, the moment everyone was waiting for arrived.
3, 2, 1, 0.
And then that Central Coast fog rolled in and no one could see a thing, but you could hear and feel it from miles away. Reporting from Vandenberg Air Force Base, I'm Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.